Today could be make or break for the Dulles Rail Project. A project to extend Metro to Dulles Airport has hit a snag, again, over funding for Phase 2, taking it from Tysons to the airport. Joining us live is the man who convened today's meeting and is trying to keep this thing on track, pardon the expression, U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. Secretary LaHood, good to have you back with us.
Hey, good morning, guys, and why don't we just start off by telling everybody that's listening to your program to put their cell phones down while they're driving and pay attention to this interview.
You know what? That is very good advice. Now, tell me how you're going to browbeat them into submission today to get this thing done.
If they want to hear what I have to say, they need to put their cell phone down so they can pay very close attention.
What is it you think they need to hear? What's the holdup here?
The holdup is that we've gotten everybody to sign the agreement. We spent maybe a couple of months meeting with all of these folks, and obviously everybody came to those meetings with the idea that this is an important project. Even though it's an important project for Northern Virginia, for the entire Washington metro area, it's also an important project. This could be a national project.
Right.
The metro system is America's metro system. It's the system that delivered 2 million people to President Obama's inauguration. Not many people drove cars, but a lot of people use metro. And we need to make sure that people understand the importance of this project. I think the people that are coming to the meeting today have worked very hard and really very cooperative together. That's what I want people to understand, is they have all signed an agreement. And now we just need to work out and fine-tune a few of the things that that need to be tweaked a little bit.
Mr. Secretary, if it's America's project, then why does it seem like the people in Northern Virginia are paying the lion's share for it?
Well, look, that's not exactly true. The federal taxpayers have invested $1 billion. Northern Virginia has not invested, the taxpayers of Northern Virginia.
But what about other metro-using communities in greater Washington?
Have invested $1 billion.
But that's the federal government. What about the contributions from the rest of metro communities here in greater D.C.?
Well, I assume that many of them are federal taxpayers, so part of the money that they send in on April 15th, part of that is a part of the $1 billion. So between what they're paying as residents of Northern Virginia and what they're paying as federal taxpayers, there's a huge investment here.
Is this going to hurt the region if it doesn't go through all the way to Dulles?
This is a project that will go forward. This is a project that is absolutely essential to delivering people around this region, and I have every confidence that we will be able to find a path forward to make the Silver Line a complete line all the way to Dulles Airport and beyond into Loudoun County.
What gives you that confidence when we hear Board of Supervisors members in Loudoun County saying that they're very concerned about whether they will support it?
Well, first of all, we have an agreement with all of the parties, which we hammered out over a long period of time by listening to one another. And what we're going to do today, we're going to gather together again the same people who signed this agreement, and we're going to listen to one another, and we will find a path forward.
Do you expect resistance from one particular area of this meeting?
Look, what I expect to hear are questions and maybe some issues that need to be resolved. But I have no doubt that we can resolve them.
Can you resolve the issue over the use of union labor versus non-union labor to do the project?
The Commonwealth of Virginia has a law with respect to project labor agreements. We will respect the laws of the Commonwealth, and just as we have done in Phase 1, which is a project that is just about complete. It was done in the Commonwealth with the same law that exists that will be in existence during Phase 2, and we will work our way.